Earlier this year, we reported on new efforts to create a Rogers Lowell Community Action Plan. The first phase of this project involved gathering public input through focus groups and an online survey. Raymond Burns, CEO of the Rogers Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, says he was impressed with the number of people who participated in the survey. He says about 1,600 people responded, and last week, the results of the information gathered in the first phase of this project were published in a new report. The community assessment, which was organized by Market Street Services Incorporated, an Atlanta-based consulting firm, looks at 9 different areas, including quality of life, growth and migration, and transportation.
I don't think it was any surprise that traffic, transportation, and infrastructure was one of the leading ones, one of the leading issues, or at least one of the leading perceptions, and that people were really happy, I guess, with our education system, particularly our school system, community college system, and rather than try to fix that, they want us to try to preserve that and make it better. I think those two things were things that stood out. Again, traffic is no surprise. Of course, the data comes back and says that the average commute time is like 15 minutes. And I guess unless you're from Dallas or Chicago or L.A., we don't really understand what traffic is. But, you know, if you're sitting out on 540 and it's stop-and-go traffic, your perception probably is that we do have a traffic problem.
Speaking of perception, the report's analysis of the area as a job center may contradict some people's perception. According to the community assessment, as a result of regional growth slightly outpacing that which has been observed within Rogers Lowell area employers, the Rogers Lowell area is losing ground, albeit slightly, as a job center within the region. The report notes this may be a surprise to several who have seen the rapid development of the Pinnacle Hills area and often cite its growth as a sign of Rogers' continued economic emergence within the region. According to the report, the community has gone from containing 20.5% of the metropolitan area's jobs in 2003 to 19.3% in 2013. Since 2003, more than 2,200 manufacturing jobs have been lost, along with nearly 3,500 jobs in the transportation and warehousing sector. Burns says he does not think the data reflects jobs that have recently been brought to the area.
I really don't believe that the 1,600 jobs that Serco hired last year were included in that data. The data always runs a year or two behind, and I think once the data catches up, we'll catch up with some of those jobs. But overall, I think the region has lost some manufacturing jobs. We certainly have, but we also have a lot of expansions going on right now, and there's a lot of announced jobs out there that really they haven't been hired yet. So I think at the end of the day, it's a blip. It certainly gets our attention and tells us where we need to be concentrating. Obviously, we'd like to have as many good jobs as possible. If you look at the region overall, the majority of the jobs for the state are created in 2 counties, Benton and Washington County. So yeah, I think as a region, we're doing well. But as a community, certainly, we want to make sure that we get all the jobs created that we can, and that they're well-paying jobs, and allow for upward mobility and for families to support themselves.
Another issue addressed in this assessment is the future of downtown Rogers. Burns says in addition to helping with the formation of a community action plan, the information collected on the downtown area will help with a downtown master plan that is currently under development.
One of the things that came out loud and clear in the results of this particular study was that everyone is very concerned about the future of downtown. They believe that it's if you will, it's kind of the backbone of the community. And that didn't just come from downtown folks. That came from the whole community. And that was very pleasing. But all of that data will go over to the Gateway Planning Group. In fact, we've already sent it over. And they'll be using that as a basis for their master plan study. And I'm sure they'll dig down a little deeper than we did with this. We're looking at the whole community. We're looking at the whole of 2 communities here. So they'll be able to take that data and dig down a little deeper and find out what people are talking about when they say they're concerned about the future of downtown. And they'll get into the specifics of what it'll take to make a stronger downtown. And of course, we've got good bones there, and it's well on its way, but we really do feel like that this is going to be very helpful in that study.
Moving forward, Burns says Rogers and Lowell, as well as the entire Northwest Arkansas area, continuing to have a regional mindset is going to be important. He also says the changing face of the Rogers-Lowell area from the standpoint of diversity, inclusion, and equality are of importance to the community as well as employers.
If you read the report, I think that to see that maybe 10 or 15% of the folks who were surveyed didn't feel like that we were a very welcoming community might seem like a negative, but yet our consultants say in most communities that number is about 50%, and that's really something that we ought to be proud of. We've had a lot of discussion about continuing to be a very welcoming community, continuing to be a strong, diverse community, a very accepting community, and I know that moving forward, that when we get into our community action planning, that those things, being regional, being welcoming, traffic, all of those things we've discussed, I mean, those will all be priorities in the plan, I'm sure.
Burns says during the next few months, the committee's job will be to take this assessment and translate it into a community action plan.
In previous studies, we covered a really broad area, dozens if not hundreds of areas. Here we're going to be focusing in on the nine areas that were laid out in the community assessment. So we'll be putting our action plan together, and then the next phase after that is we'll start putting together implementation guidelines, set some goals, some measurements, so we know if we've succeeded or not. And hopefully all that will make this much easier to communicate than some of the plans we've done in the past that were a little bit more broad, and we'll be able to see some results and be able to measure some results.
To read the entire report or to keep up with the progress of this project, you can visit RogersLowellVision.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. Support for KUAF comes from Pack Rat Outdoor Center, hosting Pint Night on Wednesday, April 23rd from 5:30 until 8 at 209 West Sunbridge in Fayetteville. Refreshments will be furnished by Jose's and New Belgium Beer, with beer sales to benefit Ozark Highlands Trail Association. More information available on the web at packratoc.com. The Beaver Watershed Alliance is now accepting submissions for the 2014 annual Watershed Photography Contest. Images should focus on nature found throughout the Beaver Lake watershed. Prizes will be awarded to the top three winning photographs. Submission deadline is Saturday, May 31st, and can be made on Facebook or at beaverwatershedalliance.org. Beaver Watershed Alliance, our environment, our health, our home.